So we left off the other night. We're talking about came with tefillin. So in terms of the kesher, in terms of the actual knot in the back of one's head, so the kesher needs to be lamala, says the Gemara Menachot. Kesher zvichli shiel lamala, kishu yisrael lamala v'lo lamata. So the dalet needs to be facing like this and not inverted. And the nicer shiny black is on the outside, which I think is, you know, that's not such a surprise. But we're talking about lamala and not lamata. So says Rashi, you know, lamala is referred to gova harosh, lo lamata b'tzava. You have to put it actually on the head and not down. So you need to face the right direction, and also the location on the head can't be. And again, I think that's pretty standard. A little indentation. I don't even know what this is called. Some biology person knows what this area is called. What's it called?
Yeah, biology. I'm in psychology.
Oh.
No, it's
anatomy. Your neck. No. He says you're not allowed to. Lamata batzavar. You can't do your neck.
I'm saying, but you said that part here.
That's here. Here.
Oh, right there. I don't know. That's a kin student. That's what they do.
Your external occipital protuberance.
Mimul oref. A little bit of Mimul ha'oref. So what's an amkshe oref? What's an oref?
Neck.
The neck. It has to be above the neck. Mula oref. Not the tzidarosh. Not on the side. So, but the other hand, it has to be above the neck, but on the back of the head and not on the side, which is that area that's tucked in over here, right? So not here.
Attached to the skull.
Anyways, that's what he says here in the Torah, and he says make sure it has to be facing the right way. Okay, fine. The Beit Yosef, that's pretty standard. And now exactly the shape of the dal. This is a big machloket between the Kabbalists, the Zohar, and the Ashkenazim. The Ashkenazim, classic Ashkenazim, is a real dalet. You'll notice sometimes Hasidim use a diamond.
Yeah.
Use a diamond.
Squares.
Squares. Yeah. Right? It's a diamond.
Square Hasidim.
It's a square Hasidim. So there are those who are very much opposed to the diamond. They feel that it's against the minhag and this and that. Others usually are more lenient, and you see a lot of people walking around with diamonds. I know certain rabbis, the shul here, who used to be the rabbi of the shul here, was very makpid on dalids and not diamonds, but I think different minhagim. Okay, this is really the much more from our perspective. Gilui Tefillin Shorash. So says the, and this is in Yad and Rosh, says Gemara number 36. Viru kamei aris ki shem Hashem nekra alecha v'yaru mimecha. Says Rabbi Elazar Gadol, ilu tfarim tefillin shebarosh. That the tefillin need to be seen by people. That the nation of the world will see that literally God's name or God's reputation is bestowed upon that person. Says Rashi, Peru, Shabbat Tfilin Shosh Mikhed Bekach, Shia Behen et Rov Atiot Hashem, Shin and Adalet, Lumat Tfilin Shoyach, Shin Behem El Otachar, which is the Yud. Now, you'll notice right in your Tfilin Shosh, you include all the different letters, right? Think about it. What's on the actual box of Tfilin?
Shin.
You have the Shin on the side, then you have the
Dalet in the back.
The Dalet in the back. And then you have the.
In the back. Sorry, is it in the back?
That's it. Shun the dalit. And the tefillin shel yad is only your.
Yod.
Is the yod. Shem Hashem nikra lecha mitkamim yod ter tefillin shel. Since two letters are on the tefillin shel rosh, and one letter is tefillin shel yad. Okay, Tosfot rejects this interpretation. V'yesh olaf rosh lekachem ayud tefillin shel berosh mishum dinirin yod ter mishel yad. Thou shel yad arminan lekaman lechalaot v'lo lechirin laot. So he says, I agree, but at the end of the day, the tefillin shel yad, you must cover it. You can put your shirt over it, although some people say it's not good for your shirt, because it stretches your shirt. Okay, because there's shirts you wear. It's a tent
sweater.
Sweater, right? Regardless, what I wanted to show is that your tefillin shel yad are your private tefillin. It's l'chalat. It's for you, aside, as opposed to shel yad is for the masses, which is why you don't cover your tefillin shel rosh. Not with a sweater, not with a talis, not with anything. It needs to be able to be open to the world. And one of the things to be careful is that the tefillin straps always have to be the shiny side out. Whether it's on your hand, whether it's on your hand. This is an arm, not a hand. Whether it's on your hand, whether it's on your arm, whether it's on your hand, whether it's around your head. You need to make sure your straps, the shiny stuff is out. If not, it would actually be problematic. Final thing we'll end with this. Number 38 says the Shulchan Aruch, "Finish the rosh tov liyot gluim v'nirim, aval talmid b'fnei rabo ein derech eretz legalot tefillin b'fnav." The one exception is interesting, that maybe it's considered almost brazen. Now remember, you have to remember, you're talking about people who walk around the Tefillin all day long. So if you walk in the Tefillin all day long, it was considered inappropriate to show up to your Rebbe with Tefillin. It doesn't matter if they're covered or not. And then he ends off by saying, today, we only put on tefillin when? During kreshma and davening, right? We see here, meaning, when the Gemara is talking about a case, which is called Fan Shachan Arach, you're not supposed to show up to your Rebbe with tefillin, shabrosh covered, tefillin, shabrosh at all, it should be covered. It's because you wore tefillin all day long. But you're only for davening, you're only for the morning. We don't even wear tefillin for davening. We're only for shachri davening, right? We don't put it on for mincha, right? We minimize our tefillin shell, tefillin into the most minimum amount of time because we just have an inability to focus on the proper kedusha and the level that we need to be at, we have tefillin. We minimize it. This is just for davening. You don't have to worry about it. That's what Rama says about having your tefillin shoyad open to even in front of your rebbe. I apologize. What I just said about my mistake. Interesting. I didn't see this before. If you take a look underneath, Milashon Shulchan Aruch Tov, right? So what's the language of the Shulchan Aruch? He says it is Tov Liot Galui V'Nirim. That Shel Rosh, it says Tov. Is that obligatory? Hear the language? It says Tov Liot Galuyim. The question is that really halachic, authoritative, or not? Shulchan Aruch seems to say it's nice. Tin Shel Rosh Tov Liot. Do you hear that language? Tov? Supposed to Mechuyavim? Right? The question is it a nice thing? Or is it an obligatory thing? Milashon Shulchan Aruch Mashma Shulvar No Chova. Not a Chova. It's just suggested that you shouldn't cover your tefillin shel rosh. The nurse is a mishum. She chidush them ofia rab with the veratosva vein lo makor acher b'rishonim. So I apologize. When we're talking about lechalaot, vila rosh is achirim. That's not specifically a halachic statement. It's a suggestive statement that you can cover the yad for yourself. And the rosh is for amei haaretz. It's a nice limud, but it's not halachically mandated. So it's suggested that you should leave it open for the masses to see. Interesting. I didn't realize this. The Kabbalah said, tefillin shel yad should always be covered. Tefillin shel rosh, it depends. Rashi revealed. You see certain people in the shul who wear Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi at the same time, they always cover their Rabbeinu Tam. It's one person, maybe two.
With
that, what? With that, keeper. You know that, right?
Inside out.
Exactly. So I think, but it's interesting because it's funny. I actually really thought that was halacha. I didn't realize that it was only tov liot. I was thought shel rosh needs to be. From here, it's not true. It doesn't necessarily need to be. The gem prevailing custom, though, is not to cover it. I realize the only way you'd cover it is with a hat or with a talus. I don't see how else. I mean, I guess you with the box on it or something. You never see a box. It doesn't even have a box.
Black hat, maybe.
Right?
They wear the hat at the back.
Black hat with a built-in,
Right, built-in box. But the Ben Minhag,
they
regardless.
They fold the brim up when they put the hat on.
Right. Flip the page, and we'll end with this because it's late. Just end with this very quickly. Take a look at the pictures that we have. Right? That's that one and two. Right? That's what he says here. We discussed this the other day. That's the Metzach. That's the light place for the baby going through the birth canal. Halacha Lamaisa, we saw this. This guy over here is not very good. That's that top picture. The bottom picture is much better. So, Yesh Lahakbid. Right? We saw that as well. Okay. God willing, we will continue and we'll end this on page 83 next time.